The grassroots activist group Acorn today announced that they had reached an agreement with the nation's largest mortgage company, Countrywide, that will provide millions of dollars to help subprime borrowers avoid foreclosure. Carolyn Patman is with the Orlando office of Acorn, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. Her office picketed the offices of Countrywide before the mortgage company decided to work with them.
The Acorn and Countrywide plan, they have those who are having problems because of loss of income, due to loss of job, divorce, or sickness, and things of that matter. They also have those who are adjustable rate mortgages that have already gone up. It has those with adjustable rate mortgages that have not gone up yet. And also people who are behind or in foreclosure. And those who do not have adjustable rates because they could not afford their loan in the first place or have had a loss of income, they also have them.
Florida was second in the country last year, ranked only behind Nevada, and the number of foreclosures as the subprime loan crisis has hit the Sunshine State particularly hard. In December alone, the state had over 31,000 foreclosure filings, according to an industry research group. That was a 275% increase from the year before. Acorn's Carolyn Patman says the agreement announced is much better for homeowners with subprime loans than the plan offered in December by President Bush and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson.
Well, they only have those who've been able to pay their mortgages, and now they see themselves about to go to an adjustable rate, and they're in good stead, so they'll help them out. And if you're coming up to a reset between January 2008 and January 10, you just out of luck because their plan won't help you at all. So this Acorn and Countrywide plan picks up that gap. They fill that gap.
Patman said that she hopes this agreement with Countrywide will set the template for other mortgage companies, or as Patman calls them, predatory lenders, to follow in trying to help out the million-plus Americans with owner-occupied subprime mortgages.
They've got to look out for the long-term benefits for their companies. And if all these homes keep going into foreclosure, then they get vandalized and all kind of things happen. And they've lost money, and this way, by keeping the people in there and working with them at a rate that they can afford to pay, at least they have some money coming in, and they put all of those arrears just on the back end and go forth with that.